Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Breaking Through College Reading by Brenda D. Smith is a developmental college reading textbook designed for students who are transitioning into the demands of freshman-level coursework. Positioned as the lower-level title in a two-book series later associated with co-author Leanne Morris, it focuses on helping developing readers strengthen comprehension, critical thinking, and study skills that support success across college classes and everyday learning tasks. A central purpose of the book is to motivate students while giving them practical, repeatable strategies they can apply to real academic reading, consistent with widely used developmental reading approaches. The text highlights the importance of building prior knowledge or schemata so that new information becomes easier to understand and remember. Instruction is paired with extensive practice, including activities that can be done independently as well as with partners or groups. And the reading selections are chosen to feel relevant to the college community. The book is often described as emphasizing immediate application by using college textbook-style passages for authentic practice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building prior knowledge to improve comprehension. A core idea in Breaking Through College Reading is that comprehension depends heavily on what a reader already knows about a topic. The text emphasizes building prior knowledge, also described as schemata, as a practical starting point for developing readers who may struggle when college materials assume background familiarity. Instead of treating reading as only decoding words, the book frames reading as an active meaning-making process in which students preview topics, connect to experiences, and anticipate key concepts before they begin a selection. This approach helps readers create mental hooks for new information so they can follow complex explanations, remember terms, and see how details fit together. In a college setting, where textbooks can move quickly from concept to concept, strengthening schemata supports both understanding and retention. The book ties this principle to concrete routines students can use in different classes, such as preparing for a science chapter, a social science article, or an academic handout. By repeatedly practicing how to activate and expand background knowledge, students can become more confident approaching unfamiliar subjects and reduce the feeling that college reading is inaccessible. Secondly, effective reading techniques for academic texts. Breaking Through teaches students how to read with purpose rather than reading straight through and hoping the meaning sticks. The instruction focuses on effective reading techniques that help developing readers manage the density and structure of college-level material. These techniques typically involve planning before reading, monitoring comprehension during reading, and consolidating learning after reading. The book is built to guide students through strategies they can transfer from one course to another, which matters because freshman coursework often requires reading across multiple disciplines with different expectations. Emphasis is placed on active engagement, such as paying attention to organizational patterns, identifying main ideas and supporting details, and using text features commonly found in academic materials. The intent is not only to improve comprehension on a single passage, but to build habits that make academic reading more efficient over time. Because the text provides structured practice, students are repeatedly asked to apply techniques rather than only learn about them. This practice-driven design helps students develop consistency, which is often the missing link between knowing a strategy and actually using it under the time pressure of college assignments. Thirdly, critical thinking as a college survival skill alongside comprehension, Breaking Through develops critical thinking skills that support independent college learning. The book positions critical thinking as something readers do while interacting with text, not as an abstract skill reserved for advanced students. In college, students are expected to do more than restate information. They must interpret ideas, evaluate support, notice relationships among concepts, and make informed judgments about what they read. For developing readers, these expectations can feel hidden or unclear, especially when assignments assume students already know how to analyze arguments or differentiate key points from minor details. The text addresses this gap by pairing reading instruction with activities that require students to respond thoughtfully to academic selections. This may include distinguishing claims from evidence, drawing reasonable conclusions from information presented, and examining how an author organizes and develops ideas. By integrating critical thinking practice directly into reading work, the book helps students understand that strong readers continually ask questions and check meaning. This focus also supports classroom discussion and writing tasks, since students who can think critically about a text are better prepared to participate, summarize accurately, and explain their reasoning. Fourthly, study skills and retention for real course demands. The book is designed not only to help students get through a reading assignment, but also to retain information for quizzes, exams, and long-term learning. Breaking Through emphasizes study skills that connect reading to memory and performance, reflecting the reality that college reading is often tied to assessment. Students commonly struggle because they read passively, fail to identify what matters, and do not have an effective method for reviewing later. The text addresses this by teaching approaches that support comprehension and retention, such as organizing information, recognizing key concepts, and reviewing in a structured way. The goal is to help students build a reliable process they can use even when readings are long or complex. This practical orientation is reinforced by extensive practice opportunities and by materials that resemble what students encounter in actual college courses. By repeatedly moving from reading to active practice, students learn to treat reading as part of a broader learning workflow over time. This can improve time management and reduce frustration because students gain strategies for deciding what to focus on, how to check understanding, and how to prepare for tests without rereading everything from scratch. Lastly, practice-based learning with collaborative options and support tools. A defining feature of Breaking Through is its emphasis on extensive practice and active learning, including independent, partner, and group activities. This reflects a developmental instruction philosophy that skills improve through guided repetition and varied application, not just exposure to explanations. Students are given multiple opportunities to apply strategies to readings that are relevant to college life and to academic work, including passages that resemble college textbook selections. This creates immediate modeling of how reading and study skills work in real materials, rather than limiting practice to simplified texts that do not match college expectations. The book is also commonly associated with online practice resources in some versions, reinforcing a structured environment where students can practice, check understanding, and build consistency. The collaborative elements serve an additional purpose. They help students talk through meaning, compare interpretations, and learn study habits from peers, which can be especially valuable for readers who have lacked confidence. By combining guided instruction, repeated application, and interactive formats, the book supports skill transfer to other courses, which is the primary measure of success for a college reading text. In conclusion, Breaking Through College Reading is best suited for college freshmen and developmental readers who need structured support to meet the reading demands of entry-level coursework. It is also a practical fit for introductory college reading courses and for students who test into reading support classes and want a clear, step-by-step approach to improvement. Readers benefit most if they want strategies they can use immediately across subjects, not just theory about reading. The book offers practical gains such as stronger comprehension of academic passages, better ability to identify and remember key information, and improved confidence in handling textbook-style material. Its emphasis on building prior knowledge helps students approach unfamiliar topics with a plan, while the combined focus on critical thinking and study skills aligns reading with the broader expectations of college learning. Compared to many study skills guides, the book stands out for pairing instruction with a high volume of realistic academic selections and for encouraging active practice through independent and collaborative activities. That design helps students move from knowing what they should do to actually doing it repeatedly in situations that resemble real classes. For students who have felt stuck at the threshold of college reading, it functions as a bridge between basic comprehension and the habits needed for successful independent learning. If you would like to support Brenda Smith, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.